some economic news is taking place. These daily, sometimes three, four times daily, announcements and on different fronts of the presidency being supposedly above the law. It's never before been seen. Even during the Civil War, the president didn't say it was above the law. So we are definitely in the twilight zone here. Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, one of the biggest stories of the last 10 months, is our guest. We're honored to have her. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Canada, who I'm told disagrees with something. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Jean.
Good afternoon.
I have 2 points. Thanks for taking my call. The first point is the world's going to hell in a handbasket, as we all know, and we're talking about prostitution in politics. These are the oldest institutions in the world.
Let me stop you. We haven't made it clear here. That's the whole point of this. They have violated her constitutional rights. They've grabbed her assets. They've done it through anti-terror auspices. This can affect anybody, whether you're running a car dealership or a restaurant. Okay, this stuff's going on everywhere, and that's the whole point. Is they're a pack of hypocrites? So we'd be. This is a story just like we do every day here about what's happening to individuals. Okay, keep going.
Let me finish my point, please. Thank you very much. I totally disagree with you and your caller. The mob shakes down businesses all the time, as do the police. This is no different. I think that Ms. Palfrey needs to go back to Thomas Jefferson and finish her law degree. I'm disturbed that you would openly recruit female students from local universities for your business. And you've had prior legal problems, Ms. Palfrey, including a restraining order from her former boyfriend in 1989 and a 1990 arrest for prostitution. When you're involved in these types of businesses, this is the type of activity that mobsters and gangsters in the government will be attracted to, and they will try to shake you down, obviously, and this is what's obviously going on. I don't think this should surprise anybody.
We're not saying that this surprises anybody. We're here because it's a big national case, and the government is being hypocritical. And so the attitude of just accepting that gangsters run the society, and so that somehow we're wrong to be talking about this, really shows a nihilistic view. Now you sound like an articulate person. Boil down what your particular axe to grind is with her, or some personal thing that's happened to you in life that you're now psychologically attaching to her. I mean, what's the whole point here?
Well, there's nothing like that at all, but I appreciate the attempt to try and misalign.
No, there is no attempt. You talk like a lawyer. I want to know what axes you got
to grind. The fact of the matter remains that your guest has spent a number of years trying to complete a law degree. I would suggest that she go and complete that.
Yeah, that's an ad hominem attack on somebody, implying and trying to impeach her, claiming that she is a wash-up or somehow a failure. Everyone hears exactly what you're saying, and don't play mind games. Ms. Palfrey, you got any comments?
Let me just address the law school degree. I have a 4-year degree in pre-law. I did go to law school for a year, and I do have an MBA in international business, so I don't think I'm a bit of a wash-up there. Regarding
I called you a wash-up. I didn't call you a wash-up. Just put some
words
in my mouth.
Put him on hold. He condescendingly, like the snake in the Jungle Book, went, "Yeah, I suggest you continue. I suggest you try." I mean, don't cast those stones and claim you didn't throw them. Go ahead.
Well, also, regarding the age of the women that I hired women ages 23 to 25 years of age and up. I did not solicit young girls specifically for the very reason he's implying. And most of the women actually were in their mid to late 20s, 30s, and some even into their 40s.
I'm going to give Snake Man the final word on the other side on this and then take more calls. Gene, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm going to leave you.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking with Gene Palfrey. And we're taking your calls right now. We're about to go to Mike and DJ Rodney Clayton and others. We've only got it for about 15 more minutes here or less. Real fast, Jeff in Canada, finish up your operation there.
Thanks, Al. Name calling won't dissuade me or distract me from my point. Referring to me as Snake Man as you went out to the break there.
Okay.
Anyway,
say hi to Shere Khan.
Dirty politicians and prostitutes need to get right with God. Your moral compass is all over the place. Second point, Alex, don't tell your callers to buy food, because the first thing that the spooks do is they go to the database where all these people buy food, and they determine where people have stored food. And the first thing when they declare martial law, they go out to these houses that have weapons and caches of food, and they seize them, and they make public examples of these people. That's it. And by the way, you have a great show. I have enjoyed your show. You woke me up to the New World Order. I just think this is a major distraction. And that's it, Alex.
Listen, I appreciate, sir, I appreciate your call. You know, that's ridiculous. I told my listeners, and we're going to run back to Gene in a minute. I told my listeners 5, 6, 7 years ago to do what I do. Okay, whatever I say to people that I think they should do is what I believe they should do. Get a small piece of property out in the country. I don't care if it's in the desert, as insurance, and I also have regular insurance too. Have some storable food. Have some firearms. Know how to use them. I tell women, go out and take a gun course. You know, protect yourself from predators. I tell people to buy gold at $300 an ounce. It's gone over 700. It's at 6-something right now, and the dollar's been devalued by 57% since then. I mean, the stuff I come up with is no-brainer. Okay, and if you start giving in to don't own guns, you'll be in a database, or don't have storable foods, they'll come get it from you. No, the government doesn't have the power to go get everybody's guns and food. They shut off the food and water, like New Orleans, and they make you come in for help. Okay? So, I mean, that totally wrong in your philosophy there, too, sir. Gene, you want to comment on anything he was saying?
Well, I see these kinds of comments on the internet from time to time, and I tend to believe you didn't hit the nail on the head when you said that this really has more to do with him and his perhaps insecurities about whatever in life, women, whatever, than it has to do with me and my particular situation. Many of the things he said have been greatly skewed and greatly taken out of proportion. The example here about the women in the Diamondback newspaper, that is a University of Maryland college newspaper, and I, for a very short period of time, advertised for graduate level age and above, which is 22, 23 and above.
Well, look, regardless, we're having a discussion here about the police state and about hypocrisy.
Right.
And you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm tired of people that get so pious and so worshipful of themselves that they won't even talk to tax collectors or prostitutes, but that's all that Jesus hung around with. So, I mean, I've just had enough of it, enough of the holier-than-thou. You know, all of us have got problems. None of us are perfect. The point is we're talking about hypocrisy here.
That's correct. That's correct. There's not one of us who can't have their life, if examined under a microscope, just ripped apart in one fashion or another.
Exactly. That's why I'm not here judging. In fact, I mean, I don't think people should go to jail for using drugs. Not that I think drugs are good. I say don't use them. They're bad. But, I mean, then Limbaugh says send everybody to prison. He uses drugs. It turns out he's on drugs. He doesn't go to prison. You know, I mean, I want people to live by the standards they put out. That's the whole point here.
That is, yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are we doing today?
Good.
I haven't heard from you in a while, buddy. Does this go to the Grove, you figure?
Well, I mean, we know they bring in. Well, we know they bring male prostitutes in there. It's going on right now in Northern California. But no, have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove?
Me? No, I have. No, I have not.
Yeah, that's north of San Francisco. It's an elite retreat where the mainly Republican leadership goes to frolic. But
well, maybe that's why I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, Mike. Anything else?
Just one more thing. It's a little different subject. Did you see the alert that Hal Turner put out?
No, I didn't.
Basically, somebody gave him a document that they say came from the military. Talks about they're preparing for an insurgency in this country.
Sir, that's admitted. I mean, we have a big article up on PrisonPlanet.com about that right now. I mean, that was in PDD 51. That was in John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, that's coming up later in the show. Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to DJ in Illinois. You're on the air, DJ.
Okay. Number one, I come pretty much from the same point of view that you are, Alex. I don't have anything good to say about prostitution and many other things. But something comes to mind about someone named Hitler going after those classified as undesirables to set precedents. And a court precedent completely obliterating due process where the average person would say, well, I'm not going to do anything about it, is what comes to, one of the things that comes to mind.
Yeah, and they're using anti-terror provisions on her when she has nothing to do with terrorism.
And I'm also wondering if originally they were either looking for somebody amongst clients or whatever to out or keep Handy to out for a new media circus.
Oh, whenever, there's no doubt that
whenever Cheney decided he needed another diversion for one of his stunts.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, going back 50 years, especially in D.C. and Maryland, and this has been congressional hearings, they have agents and people, and it's such a big business, they even have PIs doing it and then giving the data to the agencies, Defense Intelligence, CIA, and 50 others you haven't heard of, folks. And they shadow, you know, these normal operations and then are collecting the data there. That's just basic blackmail intelligence.
Yes, a couple of the things that popped in my head. And I don't think this is kind of, you know, all you have to do is think.
By the way, Gene, pop in any time with comments, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I think the points that are being made are absolutely correct.
Well, a couple other ones that have popped into my head is this idea of dragging all of this out. These people are not only power mad, they are insane, they're paranoid, they're schizophrenic. and the list could go on.
No, you're right. I got to jump. I appreciate your call. Rodney in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah. Saturday, I was reading in the Washington Post that one of the young ladies that was involved in one of the professional ladies of leisure there with Miss Jean, that she turned up dead. They claimed that she committed suicide, but based on what I heard Jean say about the profile that she used to recruit her girls, these ladies are very, very stable, very strong-minded individuals. So I just don't believe that this girl, a young lady named Brandy Britton, committed suicide. And I agree with you, Alex. It sounds to me like this was a black operation that turned sour.
Well, remember right before 9/11 how they found the young AIDS bones in the woods?
Yeah, but I'd like to hear what Jean has to say about this girl. I don't believe she committed suicide. And what else can you tell us about her situation? Because they're saying she committed suicide, but I don't believe that.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of speculation whether or not it was suicide or homicide. Brandy worked for me a few years back when she committed suicide or was murdered, whatever the case may be. She was not in my employ and had not been for a year or so.
Brandy, would you say she was stable?
Yeah, I do remember her. She was a college professor. She had a PhD in sociology.
Oh, well, yes, of course she was stable.
Yeah, she was in her early 40s. She was a mother. She had a couple of minor children, perhaps teenage, junior high school age. They came after her. They destroyed her life on a simple prostitution bust. This was a state charge. This was not a federal charge. And they humiliated her. They just ruined her life. And frankly, it was just, I think, more than she could take if indeed she did commit suicide. Now, there are many, many family members who are saying that this is not the case, that she was too strong a person, that she was a fighter, and that she would never have committed suicide. So that is very much up in the air.
And I just want to say this finally. I'm glad that you're exposing these two-faced people in Washington, D.C., like David Vitter and Randall Tobias, and probably the list goes on and on. And I just hope that you don't let these people pay you off and go ahead and expose them for what they really are. And thank you for your time, Ms. Jean, and you too, Alex.
You bet, Rodney. Good to hear from you. Well, look, I mean, she's already dropped the atomic bomb on him. She's already released the numbers.
Yeah, I have, and not to be concerned, I have no intention of letting anyone buy me off or make any kind of a deal with me.
And you're not planning to commit suicide.
And I'm not planning to commit suicide either.
Well, it's definitely crazy times right now. Clayton in Texas, last call that we have time for with our guest.
Alex, thank you so much for the job that you do. I just want to say, Gene, man, my heart goes out to you. Moral arguments set aside, you have a right to due process. All of us do. You have a right to know what you're being charged for. You have a right for evidence to be presented. You have a right to not have your assets freeze before you have, so you can defend yourself. I run my own business. I pay my taxes. I've got 940, 941s. I got stuff out the wazoo. I can't even hardly keep up with it all. And I do everything that I can to do the right thing, but I know when I go to my P.O. box, I just wonder when I'm going to get the letter that I missed something, and they're going to take everything I've worked my whole life.
No, they're the mafia.
It's insane. It is out of control, and we need to start standing up for our rights and for our Constitution.
I agree, Clayton. We're out of time. I want to get you back up as this develops. Thank you, Gene Palfrey, for spending time with us. There's a link to your website with more details and the phone numbers. Everybody can help investigate on this on your website. So, again, thank you so much for your courage
and
coming on the show. And should we be looking for any big news to be breaking in the next few weeks?
There's a distinct possibility. There's a distinct possibility. We'll just have to see how it rolls out.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-804-38. Not available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco.
So long, Texas.
So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
You get your guts kicked in.
I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking
know, that's the incredible thing about Mexico. 100 million and growing. 30% of their population living here. Highly nationalistic. Don't blame them. That's fine. That's normal. That's what you should be. And if you go down there when you're not supposed to be there, they will beat the daylights out of you, suck any money out of you, steal your car. The government will, publicly. Call your family up and demand money out of you, and then you'll be lucky if you ever get out of there alive. And you come into Mexico out of Guatemala, they put you in a concentration camp for at least 6 months to work off the cost of arresting you. And you do anything wrong in Mexico, they will hang you out to dry. But then there's all this whining. And the cops in major cities don't give them DWIs or arrest them, but citizens, because, again, we're the dumb idiots. The government looks at us and it goes, look, there's the morons. There's the people that think they're free and giggle and snicker to themselves. Well, not me. I want my real freedom, and I'm going to get it. And I'm not going to be living under martial law, and I'm not going along with this baloney. At least I'm not going to go down without a fight. I know that. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we had a couple calls saying basically she was an evil demon because she ran an escort service. Yes, that's not really a good thing, folks. But my point is that it's hypocritical for the government leadership to be involved in stuff far worse and then enforcing against this lady and then violating her due process and Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's it. It's a real simple equation. I mean, we get up here. I mean, you know, I remember interviewing Christopher Bolin when he worked for American Free Press many times. Nice fella. Until I don't know, under pressure or whatever, he just got in with some weird people that, and just horrible things were written about me and other things. I don't care. I mean, really, I don't. That just sends people to listen to the show. That's what the people that attack me and the government and others don't realize, is I love it. When you're over the target, you get flack. I mean, if they're not attacking you, you're not doing your job. But even when the cops did violate his rights up in Illinois, up in Chicago, I mean, they did. It was in their own report. Frankly, I didn't believe a word he was saying by that point until I read their own report. And I was like, they say they tackled him in his own front yard, and they call that assaulting them. I went on air, and I said it was wrong. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is out there. I try to stand up for people's rights. And more often than not, get bit in the hind end for it. But, I mean, I don't care. Folks, either we all hang together or we hang separate. It's that simple. And I see it in so many squad car videos on YouTube and on television and in my own life. I've been to trials of friends where the cops grab you out of the car, slam you to the ground, you don't even resist them, and they charge you with assaulting them. Watch the Abby Newman video. It's a naval veteran, no criminal record, buying canning supplies in town, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She comes to a checkpoint, they're searching everybody's car, they want to search her, she says no. They jerk her out of the car and go, what are we going to charge you with? Assaulting us. And they went home that night and went to sleep and felt good because she's not a human being to them. They become psychopathic, and they don't even know it. I mean, folks, it's psychopathic. You know how bad I would feel if I was a cop and I was about to ruin somebody's life and have them on probation or prison time? She was facing 2 counts of 3 years each. How bad I would feel if I was a cop, if I was about to send some woman to prison for something she hadn't done. I mean, I would not be able to sleep. I would be racked with guilt. Because let me tell you something, my head is screwed on straight, folks. Because instinctively, in my very programming, I know that if I did bad stuff to people, that's going to come back on me. Now, at the conscious level, it's not a self-serving attitude that keeps me from being evil. At a conscious level, it has the feeling of a moral. And you know, I do the right thing because it feels good to me. The establishment calls that sappy. But really, it's just my ingrained self-preservation. I don't want to be in a tribe with a bunch of backstabbing, tattling, snitch scum all over the place. That's what we become, of just a pack of evil. Not just our police. We're evil, folks. But have you watched our television? You seen the 50 million abortions? You seen what's going on? I mean, we are muy wicked. We're some evil hombres. We got to turn it around, folks, or we're going to be judged. It's the way it works.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Friday, defending liberty, resisting tyranny from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Back on the Big Bird and the network, 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time. You can listen on the internet whenever you wish at Infowars.com. 21 hours a day, we restream the show after the live program from 2 back until it starts again at 11 a.m. You can listen at 9 in the morning, 10 at night, doesn't matter, 3 a.m. You can also tune in via the podcast at Infowars.com. Free to subscribers. You just go click on it, and it goes right to your MP3 player or iPod or iPhone. And I know a lot of you already use that. I hope you'll spread the word about it. That's how we reach new people. That's how, you know, instead of talking yourself blue in the face, which I think is also important, get my films. Make copies of them. Or the other Patriot documentaries that we carry, you're allowed to make copies of. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Print off 20, 30 copies of America, Detroit by Design. Go print off copies of all of my films that are up there. Print off my books, the book I wrote, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Burn it onto disc. Put the file on a disc or print out hard copies. Print out Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. No longer in print. I don't, frankly, don't have the money to print 5,000 more copies of it. Because I'll probably never even sell that. It's a great book. We get a lot of requests for it, but we get to the point and can't even print stuff again. Well, it's there at PrisonPlanet.com. RonPaul.tv, along with all my films, including the new Terror Storm Special Edition, and weekly TV reports, and just all this material, thousands of pieces of media, PrisonPlanet.tv. It is a foundry. It is a armory. It is a arsenal of resistance against the New World Order. And it is literally you, the listeners, that allow us to reach new people. And I think that it's safe to say that when you point people in the direction of this radio show or my films or the materials we offer, that much of it free, that you're putting them in touch with some of the best information out there, bar none, because we cover it all. We've done our homework. We understand the New World Order's operations, and we're here fighting them toe-to-toe. Now, before I go to a loaded bank of calls, and I'm going to take five calls in a row, and that's going to be it for those holding the longest. And then I'm going to hit some news I haven't gotten to yet and recap some martial law news as well. Let me tell you about a couple of our sponsors. One of them is Shilajit, and the company that puts it out gives it the name of Shilajit. And really, it's just 84 different types of minerals in ionic form mined out of the Himalayas. There's also one area in Scandinavia where you can find it. And it is a alluvial deposit of minerals. And it's powerful stuff. And minerals, more and more I learn and research, are the key. And they've got a deal until the end of this week. It's only until the end of the month. So I guess a few days into next week. And then he's going to stop offering this deal where you can order it just with your name and address, no credit card number, and if you like it in 3 months, pay for the first order, they'll send you a second. I mean, you talk about try it before you buy it. This is literally try it before you buy it. It's not some gimmick where you give the credit card number and then can reverse it if you want and spend an hour doing that. This is if you like it, want to order more, you pay for it. You cannot beat that deal. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or blacklistedherb.com. Blacklistedherb.com. Also, and you can check out all our sponsors, including the one I'm about to tell you about at PrisonPlanet.com there in the banner section, there on the right-hand side. There's also Researched Herbs at researchedherbs.com. And they've got hundreds of the well-documented mainline stuff. By mainline, most of you probably, including myself, didn't know about them, that for hundreds of years have been known for their nutritive and healing effects for different problems, both preventative and once you have a problem. Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula. Go find out about that one particular product there on their website. Endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals and herbal registered drug in 45 countries. It's a liver detox, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or check out not just Live 52, but all their great products at researchherbs.com. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to go fast here through your calls. Paul in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Many of us are grateful to Miss Palfrey. She has done the unthinkable, and it's the only strategy when you've been targeted by these weakling cowards who, as you say, are in all these mafias within the system. People have to understand this. When you have a target on you, when they've targeted you, the only solution, the only way you're going to survive is to paint an even bigger target on your front, on your back, and make a big noise. We had a circumstance in our family. It's ongoing. The court system shook us down for millions of dollars. There are people in our family who have been murdered over this. I can verify everything I say. And what stopped these bums, these no-good cowards in Naples, Florida, and Providence, Rhode Island, who frequent the courthouse, what stopped them dead in their tracks, Alex, is when I went out to the Internet and started writing about them, and now they're just tearing out their hair and they're beside themselves. They're threatening libel suits, and we say, good, go ahead. It'll be their undoing. These people are cowards, Alex, and like insects, you shine light on them, they wither, shrivel, and blow away in the wind like dried-up cow manure that they are.
Well, absolutely, and you know, some people are like, well, that woman doesn't have a right to defense or a right to her due process because of what she did and basically attacked her. It doesn't matter who you are. You deserve due process. You know, people always say, let's get the globalists and string them up. No, let's have trials. We need to maintain our rule of law and our system. Number one, and it is going to see, that's what happened in Soviet Russia, in Nazi Germany, in China, is that these elites just get so abusive and their minions get so abusive that they start just wrecking the society. And right now, who can deny the bureaucrats aren't out of control?
They are completely out of control, and such sanctimony, such hypocrisy from these people criticizing Ms. Palfrey. What about her clients? And even worse, the scum, the human garbage that calls itself government agents that harass this woman for committing absolutely no crime, for doing nothing wrong other than the fact somebody might spill the beans on these bums and they'll be in trouble when they come home to their boyfriend at night. Absolutely. Go, Ms. Palfrey, keep publicizing. These people hate publicity. It frightens them to death.
Well, and that's what she's saying. She's saying, why aren't you going after any of the Johns? That's it. I'm releasing it. And that'll certainly teach him next time. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Philip in Florida. Philip, you're on the air. Go ahead. Going once, Philip. Going twice, Philip. Gone. Sean in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, I'm in Brooklyn. I've been here basically all my life, and I can tell you that from the time that I've been a kid up until now, I've been here all my life, you can see the intensity of the police department growing. And
well, they've doubled the numbers, and, I mean, they literally run up and just scream at people for no reason, and they've been told to let everybody know that they're the boss.
And I had an idea for the people going around with video cameras in New York. Perhaps they should take a laptop and maybe one of those wireless cards for Sprint or whoever.
That's what people are already doing. WeAreChange.org does that all the time.
Yeah, because they should stream it and archive it. That way, even if they take the camera, it's out there.
Well, that's what happened when our reporters from WeAreChange for InfoWars.com just a month or so ago were at the RNC debate, and they arrested them. They were wirelessly sending it out. I saw it live as it happened, and the technology is still a little bit shaky, but as it gets better, it's just going to be amazing. Anything else?
Yeah, I had a comment on the eugenics that's going on, especially over in Africa. Basically, it seems like they're trying to wipe out the human DNA, and if you believe in evolution, that everybody came out of Africa, it's like they're trying to wipe out the original DNA so that it can't be rebuilt at some time in the future.
Well, I know this. The elite are completely insane, and they're schizophrenic at the same time. I appreciate your call. They openly have policies to end, you know, the white subrace or the Anglo variety, Nordic variety. I mean, those policies have been declassified. These people are nuts. They have a policy to make sure white people, at any cost, the media, the hype, end any of their diversity. People can marry whoever they want. It doesn't matter to me. My point is, why is the media aggressively pushing it? The point is, they are. So we're just reporting on that fact. And at the same time, they have an agenda to tell blacks to intermarry, too. They don't want blacks, staying cohesive or having any type of, care about their group or any pride in their history. And then they certainly are carrying out more aggressively against Africans than any other group. And the New World Order has it out for Africa. See, we're just reporting the facts here. And that's what I mean by schizophrenic policy. The same elites have got it out for white people, the general, whites. And a lot of evidence shows it's because they believe they're going to get competition from that group. Like they say that. I say a lot of evidence. They state it. So I just answered my own question. But it's important to ask those questions of yourselves. You'll come up with different angles of it. But they really have it out for blacks. And then secondarily, they have it out for Latin Americans. And then after that, they have it out for Asians. And, the stuff they've done. I mean, I've got 1995 articles here out of the Times of London front page where top scientists in the government admitted that they were putting AIDS and smallpox shots in Africa. Like, I just came across that again today and was reminded of seeing it years ago. But see, the media just says, oh, the conspiracy theorists say that. It's absolutely proven. It's not like it's our opinion. And that's what's so frustrating about this, is that they're doing this. These people are nuts, man. They say over and over again, they want to dumb down the mass of humanity. They want to dumb down their competition, which they're very racist. They see whites as their main competition. And so the elite at one level are waging war on the number of whites. And again, I'm not saying that's legitimate. What I'm saying, what the elite believes. They believe specifically Nordics, blonde-haired, blue-eyed types, and with the high cheekbones. They believe that is the super race, and that they're actively trying to cull back the numbers of those because that's a competition for them. And then at the same time, because they believe the non-dominant variant of Homo sapiens sapien, the Anglo, since it's so precious and since blacks have the original DNA code and it just tends to be more dominant, that they need to be exterminated first and foremost. So, yes, A, they're knocking out their competition. B, they want to kill the blacks. That's their near and dear heart to do that. And kill everybody else, for that matter. I mean, it's so incredible when you read book after book. I mean, I was up here last night finishing the final voiceover for Endgame, and I just didn't know. I had to cut it down. It took me days because I couldn't make the film 5 hours long. It's already 130-plus minutes long, and I've already cut about as much as I can cut. I'm already digressing. What is it? It's just so incredible. And then to have these Live Aid concerts and Earth Aid and Live Earth and, oh, we're helping the Africans, is so cynical. I mean, Planned Parenthood's helping the blacks, and the Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Warren Buffett are helping them. Meanwhile, we got quotes from Ted Turner, giving $1 billion to do it, calling him all sorts of names. I mean, I cannot imagine being a multi-billionaire and wanting to give my money away to sterilize black people. I mean, can you imagine that? When, by the way, that won't work. It just shows that those that aren't sterilized just end up having the 5 children. What works is going and lifting those people up and industrializing them. And people say, well, blacks can't be industrialized. They always, descend into butchery. Well, most primitive societies do that, and it's very rare that you get a society, a free society, where it's able to build. And you're able to get a renaissance. I mean, the Germanic tribes were killing each other for thousands of years and could never build up a civilization, even though they were very smart, because they were too busy killing each other and enslaving each other, just like the Africans. So I've actually studied sociology and ancient sociology, archaeology, and the ancient cultures. And so a lot of the stereotypes you see put on black civilization aren't particularly accurate. Or let's say they're taking data and then mis-extrapolating it. Like, I know for a fact that they'll go finance one tribe to kill another every time they build a city or a civilization, or every time blacks get some resources. Blacks actually do organize themselves into operating societies in many cases thousands of years ago. And then climate change and other things knock those civilizations out. I mean, regardless, folks, regardless. Let's say you're a racist, you don't like black people. I just want to give you a little news tip. You're not going to be safe with this elite running things. By the way, you're in the crosshairs, too. And we all just have to come to that realization. I mean, that's what I tell these radical racist Mexicans in La Reconquista. I'm like, what do you think you're doing with your Raza and all this? And, oh, yeah, you're going to bring down America. Don't you know the globalists are using you and opening the door for you and literally greasing the skids and telling the police that you live by two sets of rules and that you're above the law? I mean, why do you think the door is open? Why do you think you're getting VIP status? It's not to help you and your people. I mean, let me give you a newsflash here. You're being used to bring this country down, period. And the same thing for the radical black groups like Khalid Muhammad. We never played that clip of him. Do you have the one where all the GDs and stuff are cut out of it? I just spur of the moment told John to find that. We never heard it a few weeks ago. You know, we kill the women. Why do we kill the white babies, beautiful blue-eyed, blonde-haired babies? Why do we kill the woman? Because when the white woman lays down on her back every 9 months, the reinforcements roll out. Well, see, that's the elite's attitude, Mr. Muhammad. That's what he says. He said, well, they've been killing us. We're going to kill them. Well, that's what the New World Order said. That's what they say. They say it's whoever can kill. It's whoever can take over. Let me tell the black leadership something. The New World Order can snap its fingers and kill every black person on the planet in a matter of weeks. Those that aren't living below ground in pressurized facilities. They got stuff on the shelf that will kill people by specific genome subtypes. They got stuff that will kill a Belgian but won't kill your average German. But if that German's mama was a Belgian, he's going to be dead. They got stuff that will kill Arabs but won't kill a Jew unless they've got more than half Semitic blood in them. So 80%+ of the Jews would live and survive. 80%+ are not truly Semitic. And then they openly talk about this. I mean, we're here at the edge of total destruction. And I don't mean some fake cold world, cold war mumbo jumbo about the Russians are going to nuke us. It was all staged. I mean, they got real bioweapons and they're openly discussing and considering when they're going to use them on us. And I just want people to know as this stuff happens, frankly, most of us right now are dead. We're dead already, and you just better realize that. There's a small chance God would give us a reprieve. There's a small, even if you're secular, there's a small chance that the elite will back off and stop it, but I don't see that. These people, most of them are 75 years old with heart problems, who are completely decadent and love death and are just total scum. And they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. And my God, folks, if you study what I study, you'd understand why I can't even tell you. I can't even explain it. It's so big and bad. I mean, it's just off the charts. That's the word, off the charts. It's off the charts. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. All I've tried to do is tell you the truth. All I've attempted to do was research as best I could and find out the truth. And I get deeper into the truth every day. And we weren't wrong about our analysis in the past. We just underestimated just how dire things are, just how far along they are. just how serious they are. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and I can tell you this with all certainty. The gravy train is ending. And if you don't get involved now, if you don't speak up now, if you don't fight the New World Order now, we don't have any hope. I know that much. I know we've got loaded phones line with Josh and Brandon and many others that are patiently holding here. I just look at the articles of the last week. Proof Bin Laden tape is 5 years old. Re-release footage, documented, admitted. Bush administration officials thought WCT towers were charged, his biographer. Former Reagan official, Bush may stage false flag terror to reinstate the draft. And now Bush has told Congress that, they're not allowed to see the continuity of government martial law plans. And that's mainstream news. That is martial law. Then I got another article here. Bush signed an executive order when Congress passed a law saying no more mercury in vaccines. First off, remember 5 years ago they told you they took the mercury out. First they said there was no mercury. Remember 6, 7 years ago. You can plot and chronicle all this. You can chart it. First they said there was no mercury. Then they said there was mercury and it was good for you. Then they said they took the mercury out. Now they said mercury was good for you again. Then they said they took it out again, and you notice it's in every major vaccine. What the federal regulator said was that companies should, if they want, that they're encouraged to, there's not even a strong regulation, to create lots available that don't have thimerosal in them. Eli Lilly. Where is it in my stack? I had it here. And so, I should have spent all day on this article alone. It was over the weekend. It's up on Infowars.net. And the great work of Steve Watson. And Bush just comes right out and says, no, we're going to keep the mercury in. Folks, they know full well that has brain damaged millions and millions of our boys. And then the media goes, but that, see, it's genetic. Boys, ladies and gentlemen, those boys don't have the gene or it's inactive that allows it to pass the blood-brain barrier. It is a gene sequence that's off in many males. And it also correlates the age of the male. The truth is it's a problem with sperm, generally in men over 40 years of age or men who've used drugs. But that only adds to it. That is some of the cases, but the vast majority are caused by the mercury. And it usually expresses in boys that already have the absorption problem, who absorb too much of it. And it's the same gene as in the affects tissues in the gut that block out toxins. I don't know. It gets real complex. I've spent many, many days studying it over the years. We've got that story. It's just, and of course, the big one of the day. And this one really upset me this weekend. I mean, this is serious. Bush martial law plan is so shocking, even Congress can't see it. Now. That's the big one, and I hope you get it out to everybody. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big report coming out on one of the FEMA deputy directors being confronted by We Are Change. Just incredible folks. Just amazing job they're doing. They're on fire. That's the type of leadership we need to see from all of you right now. They're just on fire, confronting FEMA on the camps and Building 7. That'll be up on Jones Report in the next few hours. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.